You know when you see articles on the internet and it's like, doctors hate her because of this one trick to keep you healthy.
Yeah, who hates you?
All right, well.
What are you doing?
Department stores and retail are going to hate me because of a life hack that I found out yesterday about how you can save big for the Black Friday sales without having to battle Black Friday sale crowds.
Wow.
Okay.
And I mean crowds online or offline because, as we know, Black Friday, it's a big day where a lot of people can save a lot of money, but quite often that's online as well. But websites crash, there's queuing, there's slow websites and stuff like that because so many people are trying to do it. It's a bit of a nightmare of a day. Okay. So
it's today, yeah?
It's today.
Today's Black Friday.
Today's Black Friday.
Today's
big
Black
day.
Friday. It's the big day. So you can't use this hack this year or now, but take this into account for future.
Because this is a hack for 2022.
2022 for Black Friday 2022.
Yeah.
All right. Write it down because we might forget.
This will be one of those where were you moments when you heard this hack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be 12 months from now and you'll go, Gilly.
Gilly said this.
Gilly, you said this. All right. Now, I'm not going to reveal my source, but I stumbled across this life hack, which saved me a lot of money and pain of queuing up either online or offline. So I was at a particular department store yesterday and I went to the counter because I had to buy some clothes. We're doing a photo shoot next week for our show here.
And none of your wardrobe got approved?
None of my wardrobe got approved. Why do you just wear novelty tees?
All your shirts have holes in them.
Oh, God. Definitely his undies.
Oh, yeah. I had to throw that pair out that you saw the other day. Anyway.
That we saw or that you showed us.
Anyway, so here's the hack. I went shopping yesterday, Thursday before Black Friday. Got to the counter. It was all 50% off. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's not Black Friday. Ran into somebody who was a staff member who I know at this particular department store.
Okay.
And she was saying, logistically, it is a nightmare to have to get everyone to either stay back late on Thursday, particularly because Thursday's often late night shopping.
Yes.
Or to get everybody to stay overnight to change all of the systems. So to update that it's 50% off, to change all the signage, to change all the tagging and stuff like that for Black Friday. So they just do it all on either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. And you can get all the savings on the Thursday of Black Friday.
But it's Black Friday.
Yeah, but you get it on the Thursday and you don't have any of the worry.
What?
So, yeah, that is now a moot point because it's now ticked over to Friday. Yeah. But Black Friday, Thursday next year.
Yes.
Go shopping then.
Well, she said, so she's only for this particular department
store.
It's she.
Said, okay, writing
okay,
notes.
Narrowing it down. Here we go here. To be fair, all of Nick's friends are ladies, so that doesn't narrow it down at all.
But she said that pretty much all department stores would probably have to do this just because logistically it's too hard.
Okay. And you said online as well.
So no, you could just go into the store.
Oh, okay.
And
avoid
the online stuff. Because I think a lot of people's stresses are, like, there's a finite amount of products that you can get for, say, 50% off. Whereas if you go to the store the day before, of course they're going to have stock.
It's all there.
It's all there.
Hasn't been cleaned out yet.
So you're welcome. Mm. And if big department store wants to come after me, I really don't have any defense, but I'm sorry.
What if they now get crowds on Thursday?
Have we just shifted the crowds? Is Friday now going to become the quieter of the shopping days?
Chilled Friday.
Because Gilly's going to have a storm on.
Well, do you know
on
what?
The Thursday.
Worst case scenario, I've spread the load.
You've spread the load.
You're good at spreading the load, my man.
You are. Thank you so much for this shopping hack,
Thank
Gil.
No worries.
Yeah.
Come to me for all your shopping hacks.